Howdy, neighbors. Beef Buzz time. Today, hearing from Scott George of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association on the Beef Checkoff in just a moment. Cattle producers, another superior chance to buy some great cattle coming Friday, February 13th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It starts 8 a.m. Central Time this Friday morning. 21,500 head to be offered, including 5,350 yearling steers, 2,100 yearling heifers, 8,300 weaned calves. If you'd like details about the lots that are going to be sold, you can call Superior 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing, too. Right now you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
This past week, while in San Antonio at the Cattle Industry Convention, three separate votes were held regarding the Memorandum of Understanding that came from the Beef Checkoff Working Group trying to enhance the dollar head beef checkoff, primarily to get a vote to eventually to add a second dollar to the checkoff. Now, the first vote was the American National Cattle Women. They voted in favor of it. They're a member of the Beef Checkoff Working Group. And then the National Cattlemen's Beef Association actually had two separate votes, as they have actually one position on the working group, but they had two votes. One was the Federation Division. That's the Federation of State Beef Councils. They voted in favor of moving forward with the MOU. And then the Policy Division of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association also had a unanimous vote in favor of the Memorandum of Understanding. Scott George is a past president of NCBA. He's been representing the organization on the Beef Checkoff Working Group over the last 3 years.
This is a great day for the Beef Checkoff program. There are about four major components to this. One of them is raising the assessment rate from $1 to $2. A second one is including a refund provision for those that don't feel that they want to support this. They can get their money back. The third one is a referendum process where the producers will be able to vote on this before it ever goes into effect. And also they'll have a chance, if they want to change the beef checkoff as it is today, going forward without having to go through Congress. And the fourth item is making it more inclusive in the selection process of the operating committee, which is the decision-making group of how to spend those funds.
In addition to the cattle women and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association voting in favor of the Memorandum of Understanding, national livestock producers have already voted in favor of it as well. Other groups still to consider it, including American Farm Bureau in early March. Scott George says, in fact, that time in March will be critical, as that's when the working group comes back together to consider a next step.
The next steps we're going to see is that this working group has already scheduled a meeting in March, on March 12th and 13th, to take a look at where everybody is. This comes the day after the American National Farm Bureau Federation is having their meeting, and they will come directly from their meeting to this meeting as well. I just want you to understand, we timed this meeting that we've scheduled very carefully because we wanted to have all of the groups have a look and then come back. At that meeting, we hope to finalize and sign this Memorandum of Understanding and begin working forward.
Scott George at the business meeting of NCBA in San Antonio. This is a multi-year process, but another step has been taken. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The Davis family of Adair, Oklahoma, having a dairy dispersal sale Tuesday, February 24th at 10 a.m. They'll be selling all cattle and equipment in their dairy. That'll be live from the Davis Dairy Farm and also broadcast on SuperiorClickToBid.com on sale day. You can contact Superior Livestock for more information and to register at 800-421-2117. Davis Family Dairy Dispersal, Adair, Oklahoma, Tuesday, February 24th, 10 a.m. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.